Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really fundamental: project analysis and evaluation. It sounds straightforward, maybe, but there's a core challenge. Yeah, our sources make it clear you can't just look up a project's true market value. You absolutely have to estimate it.
Right. And that immediately brings in what we call forecasting risk or estimation risk.
Exactly. And the danger is real garbage in, garbage out. Right?
Yeah.
If your initial estimates are way off, your conclusions will be too.
Precisely. So just seeing a positive net present value, an NPV, well, that's only the very first step. It's not enough.
Okay.
You have to ask, how reliable is that number? So this deep dive, we're going to equip you with some tools. Tools to identify where the value in a project really comes from.
And crucially, where its weak spots might be, its vulnerabilities.
Yes, exactly. Before they turn into, you know, expensive problems.
So where do we start? How do we grapple with this uncertainty? Our sources point to these what-if analyses.
That's the approach. Think of it like putting your project through its paces, a stress test.
Okay. And it starts with a base case, right? Your best guess, the most likely outcome.
That's your baseline. But you can't stop there. That's just one possible future.
So then you expand.
Then you move into scenario analysis. This is where you look at how the NPV changes under different plausible scenarios. Mm. So you create a best case, you know, an optimistic view.
Everything goes right.
Pretty much. And then a worst case, the pessimistic side. And the key here is you change all the relevant variables together for each scenario.
Ah, okay. Not just one thing.
No, everything moves. So we saw an example. Initial cost, $200, 5 years, 12% return. The worst case NPV. It crashed to negative $122,732.
Oof, that's rough.
The best case MTV, it shot up to positive $201,915.
Wow, that's a massive range from losing big to winning big.
Exactly. And seeing that range forces you to really confront the full spectrum of what could happen. It's not just about the base case anymore.
Right. But okay, that shows the overall risk. What if I want to know which specific assumption is like the most dangerous one, the one I should worry about most?
Excellent question. And that's where sensitivity analysis comes in. It's a variation.
How does it work?
Here, you do the opposite. You hold everything constant except for one single variable.
Just one.
Just one. Maybe it's sales volume. Maybe it's variable costs. You tweak that one variable up and down and see how much the NPV changes.
So you're testing the sensitivity to that specific factor.
Well, precisely. If a small change in, say, your sales price makes your NPV swing wildly, well, that variable has high sensitivity.
And high forecasting risk for that specific item.
You got it. It tells you exactly where your estimates need to be sharpest, where you're most vulnerable.
Okay, that makes sense. Isolating the key drivers. Now, shifting gears a bit, profitability isn't just about NPV, right? There's the basic question of just covering costs.
Absolutely. That brings us to break-even analysis. This helps understand the link between how much you sell, your sales volume, and whether you're actually making money. It digs into the nuts and bolts.
And the key distinction here is fixed cost versus variable costs.
Right. Fixed costs, like rent maybe, they don't change much with output. Variable costs, like raw materials, they go up as you produce more. Understanding that mix is critical.
And our research highlighted three different break-even points, not just one.
Yes, three important ones, each telling you something different. First is the cash break-even.
What's that?
That's the sales level where your operating cash flow, OCF, is exactly zero. You're covering your cash expenses, variable and fixed, but nothing more.
So you're not generating any cash after costs.
Correct. You're basically losing your initial investment. Your IRR, the internal rate of return, is actually negative 100%.
Okay, not ideal. What's next?
Then you have the accounting break-even. This is where your net income is zero. Your OCF at this point just equals your depreciation charge.
So on paper, you're not losing money according to accounting rules, but...
But it doesn't mean you're actually creating economic value, which brings us to the most important one for finance folks. The financial break-even.
This is the big one.
This is the one. It's the sales volume where the project's NPV is exactly zero.
Zero NPV. Why is that the goal?
Because zero NPV means the project is earning exactly its required return. It's covering all costs, including the opportunity cost of capital. It's meeting investor expectations. Anything above this point is actually creating value for shareholders.
Got it. So it's the true hurdle for value creation.
Okay, so knowing break-even is important, but how quickly do things change if sales dip just a little?
Now you're talking about operating leverage. This is about the mix of fixed versus variable costs.
Right. High fixed costs mean high operating leverage.
Exactly. A high degree of operating leverage, or DOL, acts like a magnifier. A small percentage change in sales can cause a much, much larger percentage change in your operating cash flow and therefore your NPV.
So it increases risk. If sales drop a bit, profits could plummet.
Definitely increases forecasting risk. Think about maybe a company with a strict no-layoff policy. Labor becomes a fixed cost. Or airlines' huge fixed costs in planes, gates.
Makes them very sensitive to sales fluctuations. Very. High DLL means higher potential rewards if sales boom, but also much higher risk if they slump.
Okay. Now, what if you have great projects, positive NPVs, sensitivity looks okay, break-even is achievable, but you just don't have the money?
Yeah, that's a tough spot. That's capital rationing. The firm has profitable projects. It could do projects that meet the criteria, but lacks the funds.
Are there different types?
We generally see two kinds. Soft rationing is usually internal. Management might set a budget limit for capital spending, maybe for control reasons. It can sometimes be flexible.
Okay, a self-imposed limit.
Right. But hard rationing, that's different. That's when the firm simply cannot raise the capital it needs no matter what. Maybe banks won't lend or the equity market isn't accessible.
Who faces that more often?
Often smaller businesses or firms in financial distress. They might have great ideas, but just can't get the external funding. They have to pass up good investments.
So pulling all this together, what's the big takeaway for someone listening, maybe evaluating a business plan or a new initiative?
Well, it means you absolutely cannot stop at that single NPV number. These tools, scenario analysis, sensitivity, break-even, understanding leverage, they let you look behind the number.
To see how robust it is.
Exactly. To understand the project's resilience, pinpoint the critical assumptions driving it, and really assess if it's financially viable under pressure.
Don't just trust the base case.
Definitely not. And, you know, even if your scenario analysis shows positive NPVs across the board, best, base, and worst, I'd still urge caution.
Really? Even if the worst case is positive?
Ask yourself, is that worst case really the worst possible outcome for your most critical variables? Or is there still some optimism baked in? Don't fall into that garbage in, garbage out trap by being too optimistic about the downside.
That's a really important point. Be skeptical even of your own pessimism sometimes. So the final thought for you listening, when you're looking at that next investment, that next project, are you going to dig into these analyses to find the real story? Or risk getting caught by an assumption you didn't stress test?